Come out of the world, oh my people.
Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instructions of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show with your host, Paul Neeson.
Hello, everybody. This is Paul Neeson with Torah Life Ministries. Thank you for joining me and listening to the show today. We are going to continue to discuss the Suffer Well devotional. And Suffer Well, what a great name, Suffer Well. And that's what it really comes down to. And as we're going through these suffering and these trials, we trust in a wonderful Creator that He will carry us through. And we're going to come out on the other side stronger and closer to Him than ever before. So this devotion that we're reading today from the Suffer Well devotional series is number 107. It's called Not Over But Through. And we're going to read that right now, and then we're going to go get into the teaching about that. So remember to read these devotionals every day. They're really, really wonderful, powerful devotions that are going to really help you get through the day. So the first one we read, it says, do you really want victory, true victory, the kind of victory that not only affects your entire being, but nations as well? Are you sure? Listen to me closely then. If you really want true victory, never again ask me to remove you from the sorrow and conflict that comes with valley experiences. You may hope for a better day, but not at the cost of devaluing the purpose of today. Matthew 6:34, which says, so don't worry about tomorrow, or for today will bring its own worries. Today's troubles is enough for today. So understand this important concept of what's being spoken here. We continue with the devotional and says, give me your eyes, perspective abilities. My child, give me your soul. I speak to the spirit that I placed within you. Romans 8:11 says, the spirit of Yahweh who raised Yeshua from the dead lives in you. As just as Yahweh raised Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah, from the dead, he will give you life to your mortal bodies, that this same spirit living within you. It is the desperate moments, the valleys, that our best work is done. I require praise and gratitude, not prayers of destitute. This is one of my dearest patterns. Do not ask me to remove you from the valley. Instead, obey me and rejoice while you are in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Psalms 107:21-22 says, let them praise Yahweh for his great love and the wonderful things that he has done for them. Let them offer sacrifice and thanksgiving and sing joyful about this glorious and his glorious acts. My son, not overcome the world. Have I not thought through him, given you the same authority? And we look at John 16:33. It says, I have told you that all this so that you may have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. We have the same gift available to us. 2 Titus 2:15 tells us, you must teach these things and encourage the believers to do them. You have the authority to correct them when necessary, so you don't let anyone disregard what you say. And then finishing with the devotional today, it says, let the beauty of this wisdom reign in your mind and heart. A child that can praise and worship in the most painful moments in life is a child who has overcome the world. Will you believe me if I tell you that most of your inner turmoil is caused by exterior things? I teach you to win by the Spirit. Victory is in the Spirit. Of course, it seems difficult if you are eternally minded or carnally minded. If you are carnally minded, my plan leaves room for rejoice in the spirit and in the flesh, but you cannot change the protocol. I will not change my pattern. It is already perfect. I do not lift you over the situation. I guide you through it. and I give you the power to do so with praise, awe, and wonder. Does it seem impossible? Good. May I now take over and do it for you. You praise, I conquer. You give sacrifices of thankfulness, I make straight paths for your feet. It is all for your good. Thank you for understanding my love. I will always offer you more faith if you ask. And Mark 9:24 says, the father instantly cried out, I do believe, but help me overcome my unbelief. And then we look at one of my favorite scriptures and verses of all as we end up with the devotional today. It says, this is the day Yahweh has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118 to 24. Now, when we're looking at these important concepts and understanding his holy, holy, blessed word that he gives us and the holy encouragement that he gives us and everywhere from the original covenant all throughout the renewed covenant, he thanks us over and over and over and over again for just everything we have to be thankful for in him. It is such a beautiful story, but we have to look at the completeness of this. And to thank him always. We live in times today where people have all these excuses and people are being led away through deception and people are confused. But the people that are strong in Yahweh are not confused at all. The people that are strong in Yahweh understand and know his truth. And the praises we must lift up to him as we follow his instructions and his directions for our life. It says in Exodus 16:4, then Yahweh said to Moses, look, I am going to rain down food from heaven for you. Each day the people can go out and pick up as much food as they need for that day. I will test them to see whether or not they will follow my instructions. This is the day he has made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Why worry about tomorrow when we're trying to get through today? Take it day by day and praise a wonderful creator each day. Romans 6:5 says, since we have been united with him in his death, we will also be raised with him to life as he was. Hallelujah. Knowing that, and let that keep you going forward and keep you faithful amongst all situations. People always ask me, how can we do that? How can we do that? Where do we get that discipline from? How can we be steadfast? How can we not waver from the road? How can we stay focused on him? That's what all his scriptures are about. His scriptures aren't just about these little mere instructions and directions for our life. His scriptures are about the encouragement to know that that day will come when we are lifted up with Yeshua. And it says here in 1 Corinthians 6:14, and Yahweh will raise us from the dead by his power, just as he raised Yeshua from the dead. Hallelujah. Every gift that was available to the prophets and scriptures available to us, but he wants us to pass the test. He wants us to not just praise him when we're on the mountaintops, but he wants us to praise him when we're in the valleys. It's so easy to give thanks and praise him, which most people don't, and they forget him when things are going good. But when things are going bad, that's when we have a choice. The choice is, do we run closer to him or do we run from him? Do we blame him or do we embrace him? That is the question. Life is about peaks and valleys, and we're going to hit many valleys. But remember what it says as we're walking through the darkness, his word is a light for our path. He will guide our steps. But we have to let him take over. And we have to let him take control. And we have to give it up. Give it up to him. 1 Corinthians 15:45 says, the scriptures tell us the first man, Adam, became a living person. But the last Adam, that is Yeshua, is a life-giving spirit. Hallelujah. He wants to pull us through these tough situations and these tough times. But we have to let him. We have to give it up. We have to give it up and submit to his will for us. Not our will, but his will. We look at this. People are running out buying masks. People are running out buying masks. People are sealing up their houses. People don't want to touch anyone or go near anyone. People are worried and fearful about man and all these things of man-made diseases. People are waiting for a vaccine by Pharmakia to heal them. But how many of us are just leaving it up to him and praising and rejoicing in his great goodness that he gives us every day, no matter what our situation is? That's where we need to be. We need not to worry about vaccines. We need to worry about getting Bibles and having enough Bibles for us so we never run out of them. We need to not worry about how close we can get somebody. We need to be thankful for set apartness because we are holy and truly set apart from un- unclean people and his unclean things and his unclean world. And now he's doing it. Yeshua said, I come to separate the clean from the unclean. I come to separate the righteous from the unrighteous. Mother from daughter, father from son. He comes to separate. So we stop mingling the seed. Leviticus 7:12 says, if you present your peace offering as an expression of thanksgiving, the usual animal sacrifice must be accompanied by various kinds of bread made with yeast, thin cakes mixed with olive oil, wafers spread with oil, and cakes made in a choice of flour mixed with olive oil. And the scriptures say he does not want our sacrifice. He wants our heart. Our heart is our sacrifice. Are we willing to put our trust in him and be joyful in all situations? In all situations, and praise him always. We shouldn't be crying. We should be singing. We shouldn't be in sorrow. We should be in joy. Psalms 9:11 says, sing praises to Yahweh who reigns in Jerusalem. Tell the world about his unforgettable deeds. He's done so much to bring us where we are today. So much, and he would not destroy us now. Just how he had the Israelites going through the desert. Should he kill them there so the Egyptians could say, look what he has done. He brought them in a desert to kill them. He would not have brought us this far to just give up on us now. We must remain hopeful in him in all his ways. We must remember what he's done to bring us here in our lives. And remember, he promises us he's going to finish the job. We must hold dear to that and remember that. We need to understand about sacrifice and what he wants us to do. In Psalms 50:14, he says, make thankfulness your sacrifice to Yahweh and keep the vows you made to the Most High. That's our scripture of the day to hang up on your wall. That's our scripture of the day to put in your bathroom mirror, on your refrigerator, on the door when you're walking out, on the door when you're coming in. Make thankfulness your sacrifice to Yahweh and keep the vows you made to the Most High. That's your order. That's your commandment. That is what you are going to do to fulfill your side of the deal. Make thankfulness your sacrifice to him. And keep the vows you made to the Most High. Hallelujah. How many of you are thankful today for everything going on around us? No complaints, but thankfulness. Psalm 73:28 says, but as for me, how good is it to be near Yahweh? I have made the sovereign Elohim my shelter, and I will tell everyone about the wondrous things you do. 1 Chronicles 16:23 says, sing to Yahweh all the day from the earth. Sing to him every day and let everyone know about his Yeshua, his salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Tell everyone about the wonderful things that are being done. If you have 20 minutes or a half hour or hours to talk about things that are going on in the world and current events and your ideas about what if or whatever, if you're talking about our Creator and Yeshua any less than that, you are sinning. You are idolizing. You are putting things before our Creator. You should be talking about nothing in your life more than you're talking about him and what he's done for you and what he does for us every single day. You can go ahead and talk about other things, but don't talk about things more than you're speaking about him. I'll speak about current events. If I'm speaking about current events for 5 minutes, I'll speak about him for 10 minutes. I'm speaking about current events for 5 hours. I'm speaking about him for 10 hours. Know your order. Don't put anything in front of him. And be thankful and joyful for these things. Psalms 116:17 says, I will offer you a sacrifice of thanksgiving and call on the name of Yahweh. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, calling on him and thanking him and praising him and praising him. And we walk around in peace. People say, how could you be not in worry and not in fear when everyone's worried about what's going to happen in the future? I think about today. When everyone's worrying about when the cure is coming, I say it's already here. We have the cure, but people don't get it. People don't want it. It's here waiting for us. The miraculous cures in Yeshua and the healing touch he gives us and the peace and shalom he puts over us. It says in John 14:27, I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart. And the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So don't be troubled or afraid. Don't be troubled or afraid. How many of you are troubled or afraid about all the things going on in today's world? Or how many of you have accepted the gift that Yeshua gave us? And he wants us to hold dear to peace and peace of mind and heart. No one else can give it. The world can't give it. Money can't give it. No one else can give it. But Yeshua gave it. He gave it to us. I'm telling you this right now. The gift. What it is. This is the gift. Faith brings joy. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Faith brings joy. If you have faith, you have joy. If you don't have faith, you don't have joy. That's the bottom line. That's it. That's what it's all about. Faith brings joy. Anyone not walking around in joy, anyone not walking around in complete happiness, they don't have faith. I don't care what you say. I don't care what your mouth says and your lips say. If you don't have joy, you don't have faith. If you have faith, you're not worried about anything that's going on in the world right now. Faith brings joy. Romans 5:1 says, therefore, since we have been made right in Yahweh's sight by faith, we have peace with Yahweh because of what Yeshua our Messiah has done for us. You could test it today. You don't need a thermometer to test your temperature. You need to test your faith. If your faith is strong, your joy will be as high as it could possibly be. If your faith is weak, you won't have any joy in your life. That's the bottom line. When I call up people and they start complaining to me, and they're worried and they're fearing, I know they have no faith in our wonderful Creator. People said to me, what do I think about all this and what's happening, everything else? I have faith. I have faith and I have joy. So much joy. This is the day is made. We should rejoice and be glad in it. Romans 8:37 says, no, despite all these things, overwhelming victory is ours through Yeshua who loved us. What a beautiful thing it is. What a beautiful thing. His love for us. How beautiful is it? So beautiful, so beautiful. So I pray that we're getting this and we're understanding these devotionals, or we're understanding these teachings. You know, we shouldn't be asking, how can we walk around in faith and joy when times like this are going on? That's what non-believers are supposed to ask. Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua. That's how. That's how. Where is your faith, I ask you? 1 John 5:4 says, for every child of Yahweh defeats evil, defeats this evil world, and we achieve this victory through our faith. If you don't have faith, you've already lost. If you have faith, you won. That's it. That's it. Thank you, Father Yahweh. Remember, 1 Timothy 4:12 says, don't let anyone think less of you because you are young. Be as an example to all believers in what you say, in the way you live, in your love, in your faith, and your purity. Your faith sets an example. Your faith sets it. How can he be so faithful at times like this? Because we know who our king is. We know who what kingdom we serve. We know who our master is. And we know he will never, ever let us go alone. He's always with us through the valley, through the dark times, through these times that are just so down in the world today, we could have joy. And we continually ask him to increase and show us how to increase our faith. That should be our prayer every day. Luke 17:5 says, the apostles said to Yahweh, show us how to increase our faith. How to increase our faith. Read the word. Hold dear to the word. And the word teaches about faith. That's what it shows you. Hebrews 11:1 says, now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. We spoke about that the other day. Having faith in the unseen. But he shows us, his whole word shows us how to stay faithful. Ephesians 2:8-9 says, for by grace you have been saved through the faith and not from yourselves. It is the gift Yahweh has worked, so no one can boast. So no one can boast. We must believe in him and no one else or nothing else. Hallelujah. It's faith that we must hold dear to. So we need to think about that. We need to think about that. And that's what got people in this world through the hardest times ever. Romans 1:16-17 says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel, because by the power of Yeshua, the power of God that brings salvation to everyone who believes. The righteous will live by faith. Romans 1:17, the righteous will live by faith. Colossians 2:14, by canceling this record of debt that stood against us with legal demands. This he has set, nailing it to the stake. The unfaithfulness, the unwillingness, the unrighteousness. Yeshua said, be gone. All of that. And he left us with the true faithful ones. And that's what he wants us to be. To have faith. Repent and believe in the good news, as Mark 1:15 says. Repent and believe in the good news. Hebrews 11:6 says, and without faith, it is impossible to please Yahweh. Because anyone who comes to him must believe that he exists and that he rewards those who earnestly seek him. He must ask in faith without doubting. James 1:6. Without doubting, the faith of even a mustard seed can move mountains. So many people today out there are faithless. But he gives us his holy word. And he tells us to remain faithful through all things, at all times. And we look at the examples of scripture about the difficult paths that were taken. We look at the example of what Moses did with Pharaoh and taking the paths he's taking by faith. We look at Noah by faith. We look at Abraham by faith. Faith, faith, faith. Abraham literally took his own son, Isaac, and was about to sacrifice him because he had faith in what Yahweh was telling him to do and to not do. It's by faith. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We have faith that Yahweh knows and understands and hears us. For we live by faith, not by sight, 2 Corinthians 5:7. With Yahweh, all things are possible, but we must have faith. Faith that he's hearing our prayers. Faith that he will answer. In Matthew 17:20, it says, he replied, because you have so little faith. Truly I tell you that if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can move to Satan's mountain, move from there and it'll move. Nothing will be impossible for you. By faith, the walls of Jericho fell down, Hebrews 11:30. And so by faith, we're able to do all things. You know when it says we can do all things through Yeshua who strengthens us? It's by the faith in Yeshua. By the faith in Yeshua. Matthew 21:22 says, whatever you ask in prayer, you will receive if you have faith. And I'm telling you this right now, everybody. If you have faith, you're going to live a righteous life. If you have faith, you're going to be at joy all the time. If you have faith, the enemy is not going able to get in. It's only when you show your lack of faith in our Creator that you open up a door to the enemy to get in and destroy you. It's only when you show doubt that he understands you don't trust fully Yahweh and he can get in. And whatever it is you're doubting, that's an open door to our Creator. You must doubt nothing. You must be confident in everything, in all things, in all things. And you must be peaceful through it because Yeshua gave us this gift of peace and shalom because we have that faith. We know trials are going to come, but we have faith that we're already victorious in him. We're already victorious. And sometimes we get an outcome we didn't like. Sometimes we hear what we didn't want to hear. But we have to have faith knowing that our Creator is in complete control of these things. One of my favorite scriptures is Psalms 46:10 that says, be still and know that I am Yahweh. Be still and know that I am Yahweh. I will be exalted among the heavens and I will be exalted amongst all the nations and I will be exalted in all the earth. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. My soul finds rest in Yahweh. My hope comes from him. Psalm 62:5. So where are we going to put our trust in today? Are we going to trust in ourselves? Are we going to trust in Yahweh with all our heart and with everything? We must trust in him. We must trust in him. Remember Job as he was going through all the hardships in his life. Remember all the people in Fox's Books of Martyrs, which I tell you to read. It's a great book that talks about people that did not give up in the faith. Remember all of those people that never gave up as they were being tortured day by day. Remember all the people around the world that are being persecuted even today are not giving up. Job 13:5 says, though he slay me, yet I will hope in him. I will surely defend my ways in his face, Job 13:15. The righteous people cry out, and Yahweh hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. Psalms 34:17. We must remain faithful in these situations. Stop focusing on the things that don't seem like there's a light at the end of the tunnel. And understand Yeshua is the light in the tunnel. Understand that he's given us this great opportunity so we never have to walk in darkness again. Walking in darkness is walking in doubt. Walking in darkness is not having complete faith. We must have complete faith with him. Complete faith in him. Complete trust in him. That's what must be there. That's what's going to keep us walking in blessings. Romans 10:17 says, faith comes by hearing, and hearing the word of Yahweh. We must be opening to listening to his holy word every single time and trust in him. Trust in him. Trusting in him. Even when we go through the hard times. Job also goes on to say, though he slay me, yet I will trust in him. I will maintain my own ways before him, my righteousness before him. We must continue to seek his ways. Lamentations 3:24-25 says, I say to myself, Yahweh is my portion, therefore I will wait on him. Yahweh is good to those whose hope is in him, to those who seek him. And my prayer is that you will all seek him this day and every day and take each day one by one and trusting and believing this is the day Yahweh has made. We'll rejoice and be glad in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, everybody, for listening today. And may you be encouraged. And again, we not need to focus on the prophecies of the future. And we need not to focus on the what ifs and hows and whys. We need to have the faith in him and the encouragement to know that he's given us this gift of shalom and peace. And he will pull us through all these days and not worrying about tomorrow. Just focusing on today, knowing he's blessed us tremendously. And his word is our tutor that guides us. That guides us. And we have his wonderful grace and his mercy every single day. And we're doing so much better than we could ever deserve because he loves us. Thank you, Father. Thank you. So I want to encourage everybody today during these times to stay faithful, to stay hopeful, and to stay blessed with your peace and shalom amongst this chaos of the world. Thank you so much. And you guys can watch more of these and hear more of these on my website at TorahLifeMinistries.org. And you can also support me through the Patreon page at patreon.com/TorahLifeMinistries. Or through the website as well, you can contact us there. Again, everybody, remain faithful, remain steadfast, and don't get off his plan, because his plan is what offers us a future and a hope. Hallelujah. Have a blessed day out there, everybody, and shalom, shalom. Come
out of the world. You have been listening to Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Nisan. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to Torah Life Ministries, P.O. Box 16156, West Palm Beach, Florida 3341. And thank you for your prayers and generous support. Torah Life Ministry.
Jesus, friend of sinners, we have strayed so far away. We cut down people in your name, but the sword was never ours to swing. Jesus, friend of sinners, the truth's become so hard to see. The world is on their way to you, but they're tripping over me. Always looking around but never looking up. I'm so double-minded. A plank-eyed saint with dirty hands and a heart divided. Oh, Jesus, friend of sinners, open our eyes to the world at the end of our pointing fingers. Let our hearts be